Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the Grit, Grind, Grow podcast, where careering and entrepreneuring is done with clear purpose and strategic action to produce desired results. Grit is about toughness and resilience. Grind is about struggle, hustle, and perseverance. Grow is the change and transformation phase. And together, they make up what should be a never-ending cycle of challenge and triumph. I'm your host, Lex Brown. I do this podcast because I want to help my fellow military veterans, career changers, startup entrepreneurs, and small business owners be empowered and lead successful journeys. Based on that mission, today's episode is entitled Stimulate Your Grind. Our special guest today later will be Kaya Mason, an educator and STEM entrepreneur. Before we get into our discussion with our special guest, let's go ahead and kick things off with our quotivation, which is a quote that motivates. Today's quote comes from the King James Bible, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5. A wise man will hear and increase in learning, and a man of understanding will acquire wise counsel. And that reminds me of another precept, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. Of all thy getting, get understanding. Now, this podcast is dedicated to lifelong learners such as myself. The more we learn, the more we realize just how much we don't know. And yet our curiosity often leads to great human connections that provide the wise counsel and mentorship we need to sustain our grind and grow. Thanks for tuning in to the Grit, Grind, Grow podcast. You can follow me on Twitter at Lex R. Brown. And even tweet me during the broadcast with any questions or comments. You can also call in if you'd like to speak to me or our special guest later. The phone number is 323-642-1230. Again, the listener call-in phone number is 323-642-1230. Archived episodes are available for download on iTunes shortly after the original broadcast airs. It's time for you to eliminate dust, dirt, defects, and disorganization. While you're at it, why not support our military veterans in the process? That's exactly what you can do by hiring Brave City Military Maintenance Professionals. Brave City provides commercial and residential cleaning and maintenance services, such as turnkey make-ready deep clean, scheduled office cleanings, pressure washing, carpet cleaning, window treatments, and more. They also offer affordable moving services for local in-town moves. We're talking about a green cleaning certified, OSHA compliant, insured and bonded, veteran owned and operated business serving the greater Atlanta area. If you need services in other markets, they have U.S. military maintenance affiliates nationwide to refer you to. So go ahead, call 678-404-0236 for a free consultation with Brave City Military Maintenance Professionals today. You can also go to www.bravecity.co, that's bravecity.co, leave the M off, for more information and to book a free consultation as well. So if you're looking for an area full of job and business opportunities, then I suggest you start investigating, the Internet of Things field. According to BusinessInsider.com, the Internet of Things, or IoT for short, is being dubbed the next industrial revolution. It will impact the way all businesses, governments, and consumers interact with the physical world. The IoT ecosystem enables entities to connect to and control their IoT devices in 16 different environments, including manufacturing, the connected home, transportation, agriculture, and more. 34 billion devices are forecasted to be connected to the Internet by 2020, up from roughly $10 billion currently. IoT devices will account for $24 billion, while the traditional computing devices such as smartphones, tablets, smartwatches, etc., will comprise that other $10 billion. For fellow entrepreneurs, take note that nearly $6 trillion will be spent on IoT solutions over the next 5 years, and you and I need to figure out how to get a piece of that. Big businesses will be the top adopter of IoT solutions, since they see three ways that IoT can improve their bottom line: by lowering operating costs, by increasing productivity, and by expanding to new markets or developing new product offerings. All of that will translate into new job opportunities as well. So for more information, go to www.businessinsider.com and search for how the Internet of Things market will grow. Okay, good people, without further ado, let's bring on our special guest, Kaya Mason. Welcome to the show, Kaya. Are you there?
Thanks. I'm here, Lex. Thank you so much for having me.
Not a problem. It's a pleasure. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic, as a matter of fact. How are you, Lex?
I'm well, blessed. Just, you know, enjoying doing this show here. I really appreciate you coming on. So let's jump right into it. What is your current daily grind?
Well, my current daily grind is I'm a STEM educator, and in that, my professional title is educational consultant. I am also the CEO of STEM Studio FX, which is pretty much a STEM education business.
Okay, I've got some questions more on that later, but my second question is going to be, what sources in your life give you grit?
Now, grit, Lex, you're meaning friction or challenge, correct?
Correct. Gives you that toughness, that motivation, that inspiration to get through, you know, the things in life that try to slow us down on our journey.
That's a very good question, Lex. Actually, my source in life that gives me grit would be quite a bit of things, but I would basically say that friction I would say it would be my past experiences. And I say that because, Lex, I am basically using my past experiences to help to grow each day. So from Monday to Tuesday, I've had some development, and that motivates me to be better on Wednesday, if that makes much sense to you at all. Being a lifelong learner, I make it a point to learn something new every single day, and that motivates me, you know, to get more involved in politics, more involved in education, more involved in anything that's going on in the world, life, science, a whole vast array of topics.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I definitely can pick up on the positive energy as well. It's definitely energizing to be around other people that are inspired and to, you know, live based on our experiences, because every day is a new day, and definitely get to learn new things. So how did STEM Studio FX get started?
Well, STEM Studio was birthed from a couple of prototypes. I've run prototypes of businesses, and my kids say that, Mom, you're trying it again, you're trying it again. But I really want them to see that, you know, you've got to keep at it. I started maybe about 4 years ago. My first prototype business was STEMU. And the basis of STEM education for me and STEM Studio is to give the community what I didn't have as a student growing up. And I say that because right now STEM education is the hottest topic. It's not really an initiative, and I say that because teachers and education get initiatives that come and go all the time. But STEM is there to stay. And as a child, I was not given the options to to start a company or to have different professions. Growing up, we were told that we could be a doctor or a lawyer or a nurse or a teacher, and I became one of those things. Being creative, I had to pacify or calm down my creativity because it wasn't, you know, what the community sought after as a real job, you know. So my plight in STEM education and for STEM Studio FX is to give the community what I didn't have, the options of careers, the possibilities of starting your own company, the freedom to select and choose what you would like to do. And I basically allow students, and I take kids from age 2 all the way up to 17, Lex, and I train those kids on using the engineering design model, which helps them to become process thinkers, problem solvers, community involvement, or community citizens. And with this program, it gives the students opportunities to see the options that they have in life as far as their career is concerned. Studio is there for the community to give them exactly what I didn't have so that we can better ourselves as a people.
That makes 100% sense to me. I've got two daughters, one going into middle school after this year. She's a fifth grader and very engineer savvy, loves Legos, loves to build. And one of the things I've been talking to her a lot about is some things that you touched on, which is, you know, hey, you don't just go to school to learn how to work for somebody else. You know, I want her to understand and learn that she can utilize her creativity. Nothing wrong with having a job. Obviously, it's honest work, you know, and can provide for yourself and your family. But building business and actually, you know, being just having ingenuity and getting back into that pioneer spirit, that's definitely something I'm trying to have my kids develop as well.
That's awesome, so, that's awesome.
Well, thank you. And, of course, I'll be looking into your program more in detail, especially for my oldest daughter. And with that in mind, there's a lot of people out there that, I mean, they hear STEM, they hear a lot of these acronyms out here, especially with all the changes going on in the education industry, a lot of positive things, but maybe somebody's unfamiliar with STEM. So what exactly is STEM from your point of view?
Okay, STEM, it is an acronym, STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Oftentimes, we may hear the term STEAM. That's when you add in the arts. STEM is, like I mentioned earlier, is a way to integrate all 4 to 5 subject areas into education. Having as if, let's see, there's an educator or teacher teaching a third grade class, that teacher will implement mathematics, science, technology, engineering, even social studies and language arts into the same one lesson. And that methodology gives students the concept that everything fits together. Learning is like a woven tapestry, and they get the opportunity to relate to experiences and bond those things or bind those things together. This integrating method helps to change the students' mindset, thus preparing them for careers as scientists and engineers and techies and, you know, the whole nine. At this point, we have become consumers of technology, consumers of products. And with STEM as a foundation, it helps to change our mindset and not only be consumers, but also be producers of these things that we utilize. And these things I'm meaning technology, pretty much. So STEM helps us to pretty much rise up as a people, rise up in our mental stability. It's not just an initiative, like I mentioned earlier, something that'll go or come in and we'll talk about it and do a couple of things and then it floats away. STEM is actually a movement, Lex, and I am a frontier, a part of this movement, and have been for over 10 years or so, before they actually called it STEM, I was teaching in that method of integrating all of the subject areas. And I found that over 85% of my students that I taught in that methodology have definitely developed mentally as adults, as community servers. They've developed completely, and I'm just proud to see it. Of course, it's not my doing. You know, there is a higher power who's leading me through all of this. But I find that it's so uplifting to see that these kids are really finding themselves in the content. So they're making sense out of the information that they're receiving and not just quoting words and reciting things. They're really understanding it. Once you can integrate the method, they can really understand the content. So STEM is a movement. It's something that's going to, you know, just going to help us to take everybody to the next level in life and in our mindset.
Absolutely, and again, you echo something that my wife and I tell our daughters. Well, my oldest daughter right now, our youngest is only 4 months, but my oldest daughter, you know, hey, we don't send you to school just to learn to regurgitate information, right? We send you to learn about critical thinking, about, you know, how to problem solve and all those different things. And, of course, STEM is definitely a great foundation for those things. And with that in mind, for all the parents and future parents and aunts and uncles and siblings and community leaders out there, what services do you offer at STEM Studio FX that they might be able to take advantage of?
For adults in particular, Lex?
Oh, well, for their children, basically, for the adults to come and access services for their children.
Okay, good question. Basically runs about three different programs. We've got a STEM program, we've got a tutoring and test prep program, and also curriculum writing. Now, in our STEM program, the foundation of everything that we do, because we are our method is to integrate everything. So with the STEM program, we've got after-school classes. We have homeschool classes that we run through the day. We have STEM events like STEM workshops, STEM Saturday, STEM camp on the holidays when kids are out of school. They can come into STEM Studio and, you know, 2 days, 3 days, a full week. We have STEM camps. Outside of those things, I've got a drone league. And this drone league is similar to a club, so to speak, like the boys' and girls' club. And it allows students who would be interested in drones to come into the studio. We teach them to fly drones. We teach them how to manipulate the transmitter. We even teach them how to electrically wire a drone just to see how electricity and electrical engineers create and design objects and prototypes. We have Fly Day. There is a in Atlanta on Winster Street where we may go once or twice a month and fly the drones in this warehouse. So it gives the kids, you know, which is actually a new profession that's, you know, that's coming on the scene. It's a STEM profession. Piloting drones is something that's really big. We have parent universities. We've got educator and administrator training, teaching teachers how to teach in that STEM methodology, countless activities. In our tutoring program, Lex, we tutor in math and reading. We also have ESOL for our citizens who has English as a second language. We do SAT and ACT preparation as well as homework help. STEM Studio does curriculum writing for different organizations, different products that are interested in getting those products into schools, things like that. So we've got a wide range of services that we offer that are STEM-based. And hopefully it can catch somebody's attention.
Absolutely. I hear that. And you said something that ties right into the next question. You said that you know, the drone, piloting drones is basically a new profession. that's going to grow going forward, and you're already preparing your kids for that. What sort of impact overall do you think STEM skills will have on the future grind of your students as far as their professional outlook?
Wow. The impact of STEM skills, I've seen it already, Lex. I've seen it already. It enables students, and not just students, but it could be, you know, adults who are really, and I have a lot of parents who come in and sit and participate in the classes, but it hones in on those long-term goals, and it helps the students to be exposed to real-world issues by identifying with the problem, collaborating with a team to create a prototype that will solve a problem. So problem solving is a part of our everyday life. We have to solve problems for dinner every day. We have to solve problems paying bills. We have to solve problems with behavior in our families. There are so many issues where solving problems is a necessary skill. And oftentimes, students are not taught to solve problems, or not even taught to solve problems with a group of people or as a team. And STEM, being engineered-based, teaches us to work together, to collaborate with one another so that we can solve problems. Now, I want to give you an example, Lex, if we got a few moments. I teach this class where students are to create a prototype for soda can rings. Soda can rings are those plastic, you can kind of stretch them, and they fit around the top of canned sodas. Soda can rings have become a problem in the ocean because we're not recycling them properly. And a lot of oceanic animals are getting caught or eating them and being choked and dying. So many issues are going on with just soda can rings. So I've got this class to teach the students. I give them all of this investigative information about what's going on with the animal life in the ocean and how pollution is, you know, is contributing to these issues. And then we talk about how we can rearrange the design, even using different materials to hold soda cans together in place of using that plastic soda can ring. So that's a real-world situation, and the kids get into groups of 3 and 4, and they discuss their issues and discuss their ideas to come up with a plan that they all agree with. And a lot of kids are leaders, so they don't want to listen to anyone else speak, but it's important that we listen, and listening is another STEM skill, which is a lifelong skill that we all need to have to listen. So I teach the kids not only to work together, but they've got to listen and take everybody's opinion at heart because it came from some source. It can be very valuable to their outcome.
Right.
So we should sit together and work together on that. So STEM is a skill that helps us to collaborate, to solve problems, to grow together as a society. And I do believe that that's a part of those skills that can help the kids in the future on their grind.
Most definitely. I agree with that 100%. So from the kids that are learning today to, you know, the adult learners in the community, such as the parents, how can increasing STEM knowledge and skills help them grow their careers?
Wow, that's a really good question, Lex. you know, I've got this running joke in STEM Studio. I'm telling the kids that we've got to learn as much as we can because soon Miss Kaya is going to go to engineering school and, you know, and change her career up. So it's feasible and it's possible as adults to get into the STEM field. One, technology. Technology would be the source of improvement. Every day, research, identify, teach yourself, get with groups of people to learn what's new about technology, because technology is the key. If you understand how to manipulate an app, you know, and to share it with people, then those same skills can be carried over into a STEM profession. again, that's engineering, working together, you know, sharing information, listening to others, things of that nature. Engineering and technology, I would say, are those foundational skills that adults can take in at this point and, you know, to help them to change or alter their career path. Something really easily done. All you need to do is just, you know, put your mind to it and set goals and just keep at it. But technology and engineering will be the two factors.
Okay. Well, bridging that from those who have a profession and want to advance in their careers over to, the more entrepreneurial, do you have any advice for someone who wants to apply STEM to entrepreneurship?
Absolutely. Again, thinking along the lines of technology and apps, I would say to get into internships, and even as adults, finding your interest, and those interests can be nourished if you are in an environment where, you know, you're going to be fed. So even as an adult, I would suggest to an entrepreneur, I would suggest to do interns, meet people, go to conferences and things like that. So that and we've got a support group in STEM that is phenomenal. Like we are phenomenal because the need for STEM is out there. So people are willing and ready to give information and connect with others so that you can see your goal and your destiny. So getting out as an entrepreneur, adopting STEM can be easily done. Joining professional organizations or even just organization conferences. Networking is the best thing overall to do. But using technology and engineering, even picking up the new terminology can help an entrepreneur to adapt into the STEM and STEAM quality.
Thank you. That's great information for the listeners out there. Now, how can people learn more about STEM Studio FX, and how can the listeners get in touch with you?
Okay, STEM Studio can be reached several social media outlets. We've got website at stemstudiofx.com, email stemstudiofx@gmail.com, and any of the social medias, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at #stemstudiofx. We are looking to open a new location, Lex, on December 1st. It's in on Jimmy Carter Boulevard, 6409 Jimmy Carter Boulevard, right in Norcross. So come by, stop by. I welcome all guests and visitors to definitely be a part of STEM. It's for the community. It's definitely not for me. It's for everybody. So I think reaching out should be fairly easily done.
Okay. I will make sure that all that information is posted up on the Grit Grind Grow website as well as the Blog Talk page. So all the listeners out there can have that information in case they didn't get a chance to write it down. Maybe they're in the car driving or working out at the gym or something. So I'll make sure that's out there.
Okay.
And I will be bringing my wife and daughters as well to celebrate that opening and network with you in the future. So I'm glad to hear about that, and congratulations on that as well. And,
thank you so much, Lex. I appreciate it.
Well, not a problem.
I really appreciate you
being our special guest today, and I hope you have a wonderful evening.
I will, Lex. Thank you again. Take care.
All right, you too. All right, and thank you, everyone who tuned in. If you have someone to recommend as a future guest, or if you'd like to discuss sponsorship and advertising options, just send an email to gritgrindgrow@outlook.com. Again, that email address is gritgrindgrow@outlook.com. Be sure to tune in next week. Our guest will be a successful freelance writer by the name of Iris Hunter. That's all I have for today. Stay on your grind, people. Peace and blessings. I'm out.